Track 18, the start of the Newtown Nature Reserve. You have now reached a black boathouse at the end of the bridge. Standing on the left-hand side, you can look out to Hampstead Dover, a spit of land jutting from the west side of the harbour entrance. This beautiful, quiet spot where seabirds breed and fishermen find solitude was the area that the Central Electricity Generating Board planned to build a massive nuclear power station. The giant structures would have been 8 times the area of Buckingham Palace and twice as high. Not just Newtown, but the island landscape would have been changed forever. Even from the sea, the power plant would have dominated the Solent area. In December 1960, the board announced that Newtown was technically excellent for such a structure. A local MP, Alderman Mark Woodnut, tested local opinion about the plan, and while 3,303 were against the power station, only 763 were in favour. The plan was later deferred in favour of power being produced on the other side of the Solent at Fawley. It was stated that the cost of transferring the generated power across the Solent would not be financially viable. Some of the local naturalists, like George Lawrence, as mentioned previously, were keen on the idea of establishing a nature reserve at Newtown, but the impending nuclear plant threat, coupled with increased local interest in the area, speeded up the need to get the Newtown area designated for protection. In 1961, a meeting of the Isle of Wight Natural History and Archaeological Society put establishing a nature reserve at Newtown firmly on the official agenda. Representatives from different organisations had the chance to view survey work and films carried out by the naturalists at Newtown alongside students from Cowes Secondary School. Every year, investigations and academic survey work took place at Newtown. When the harbour came on the market in 1965, it was acquired by a group of interested parties, including the Natural History Society, the Solent Protection Society, and the Royal Solent Yacht Club. The harbour was then given to the National Trust to protect forever. In addition, a large parcel of land on the west side of the harbour, where the power station would have been sited, was given to the National Trust by Colonel Kindersley, owner of the Hampstead Grange estate. In 1966, a local nature reserve was established. The Isle of Wight County Council employed a warden and ran educational tours, whilst the National Trust managed the wildlife habitats. In 1995, the harbour and the surrounding land was declared a National Nature Reserve, and the National Trust took on all aspects of management of the area that it owns. Having taken in the view, you have two choices. You can either backtrack on the bridge, continuing straight up through the middle of the field and taking a left-hand path at the top into the village, or you can walk all the way around the seawall on the outside of the Salt Pan Lagoon, continuing around the hedge-lined meadow on the mown path to reach the way into the village.